Actor and pet parent Shiba Akashdeep Sabir is the mom to seven Shisu pups named Falafel, Bubble, Sunshine, Sparkle, Boston, Sky, and Diego. To her, loving pets is an integral part of her life. Shiba works with rehoming and rescuing pets and working with several NGOs. She speaks exclusively to Midday.com about her fur babies and pleads for an animal-friendly Diwali, and how Shiba Akashdeep Sabir became a mom to seven dogs. Shiba recalls how she got Sparkle home, who eventually became pregnant during peak COVID-19. She wasn't worried about the litter on the way, but the pressure to find suitable homes. She says, "People without a sense of responsibility don't realize how hard work animals are. They will adopt a puppy because it's very cute at that age, it looks very nice, but the minute it's a 67-month-old baby and they are peeing and pooping in its food, doctor, vaccinations, and it's a lifetime commitment. When the time came for Sparkle to give birth, the vet refused to come home and Shiba, along with her son Bhavishya, did it all by herself after watching a tutorial on YouTube. The whole night we were just delivering babies, cleaning, tying umbilical cords, stitching up the thing, putting them on hot pads, expressing her milk. We were learning everything," she says, and Shiba decided to keep them all in her plush abode at Lokhandwala. A star of her era, who shared screen space with big wigs like Salman Khan and Sunil Shetty, she jokes about being now known because of her dogs, and Shiba Akashdeep Sabir is a hands-on pet parent. Despite being a working mother, Shiba has ensured that her babies are not neglected while she is away. Winnie, who is like a godmother to the dogs, is the actor's one point of contact. She elaborates, "Having a pet is a full-time responsibility and I never tell anybody to take it lightly or gift a pet to someone or give in to a child's demand. And speaking of pets requiring maintenance," she avers, "it is something that is required for their well-being. When I groom them, I check for fleas or ticks, which gives them tick fever, which can take their life if they have. A pet's tolerance is very high. By the time you figure something is wrong, they have already reached the limit of their pain." Shiba Akashdeep Sabir bats for an animal-friendly Diwali, and with Diwali around the corner, Shiba is visibly annoyed with the idea of firecrackers and pollution that is set to envelop the city. She calls it big nonsense. "It's bad enough for humans. The pollution all over our country is out of control already. On top of that, the noise scares us and their animals' hearing is 100 times more than ours. They cower, they get scared, they run away from homes, and street dogs are displaced because of the loud noises. They are deafened. It's like quite a scary time. Diwali should be a time when everybody should help the homeless and the voiceless. Buy a meal, sponsor a dog, and sponsor a child. Don't burn up your money on firecrackers," concludes Shiba.